From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Artie Johnson reporting.
Today, the Vice President and I told them, on behalf of the American people, that our hearts are broken too.
President Obama is in Orlando, Florida today, site of Sunday's mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub that killed 49 people and wounded another 50. Mr. Obama met with some of the victims, family members, and emergency personnel who responded to the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. And he encouraged Congress to do more to change laws allowing people easy access to assault-style weapons.
I'm pleased to hear that the Senate will hold votes on preventing individuals with possible terrorist ties from buying guns, including assault weapons. I truly hope that senators rise to the moment and do the right thing. I hope that senators who voted no on background checks after Newtown have a change of heart. And then I hope the House does the right thing and helps end the plague of violence that these weapons of war inflict on so many young lives.
Meanwhile, federal agents say the wife of the man who carried out the shooting, Omar Mateen, and was killed in the attack, had some knowledge of his plans and may have failed to alert police. That wife, Noor Zahi Salman, may be considered. The federal law enforcement officials say a grand jury will consider whether to bring charges against her. The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency told Congress today that the Islamic State is planning more attacks in Western countries to compensate for U.S.-led military movements against the terror group. Despite losing territory in Iraq and Syria, CIA Director John Brennan says the IS has no intention of fading away and instead will shift their focus, calling on followers to conduct lone wolf attacks in their own home countries, similar to Sunday's attack in Florida. This is VOA News. A member of the British Parliament is dead after being shot and stabbed in northern England, according to UK officials. Jo Cox, a 41-year-old mother of two and considered a rising star in the opposition Labour Party, was attacked on the street in West Yorkshire today. A 52-year-old male suspect is in custody, with the police officials saying there are no further arrests likely. British Prime Minister David Cameron has ended the day's pro-European Union campaigning ahead of next week's nationwide referendum.
It's right that we're suspending campaigning activity in this referendum, and everyone's thoughts will be with Jo's family and with her constituents. Well, I know she was a very strong campaigning MP. She had a great track record of caring about refugees, and she'd taken a very big interest in how we could look after Syrian refugees and the right thing to do in our world. She had a huge heart. She was a very compassionate campaigning MP.
A spokesperson for the rival group, which is backing the so-called Brexit, has also said his group will stop campaigning for today. Russia's defense ministry has announced a 48-hour regime of silence starting Thursday over the war-torn city of Aleppo in Syria, where it backs the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. The announcement came after Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Russia and Syria over military action that has undermined a nearly four-month cessation of hostilities. Jan Egeland is a special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
It is therefore very positive that a truce for 48 hours was declared today in Aleppo City. We need more of this. We need it in Aleppo and we need it elsewhere.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry accused Moscow and Damascus of selectively enforcing the ceasefire, even as Assad's forces continue to pound the city, trying to retake it, viewing it as a strategic prize in the five-year-long civil war. Meantime, United Nations investigators say a systematic campaign of rape, slavery, and killing by Islamic State militants against the Yazidis amounts to genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. Paolo Pinheiro is chairperson of the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria that released the report on Thursday.
The tragic event
and the transfer of Yazidi children from their own families and placing them with ISIS fighters. The public statement and conduct of ISIS and its fighters clearly demonstrate that ISIS intended to destroy the Yazidis of Sinjar in whole or in part.
Islamic State fighters surged into Sinjar in August 2014, killing hundreds of Yazidis, including executing men and boys who refused to convert to Islam. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.